Welcome to the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast. I'm your host, Forrest Kelly. From the seed to the glass, wine has a past. Our aim at the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast is to look for adventure at wineries around the globe. After all, grape minds think alike. Let's start the adventure. Our featured winery is... We continue our conversation with General Manager of Dukeman Family Winery, Tommy Welford. The Home and Garden television channel, HGTV, recently awarded you the title of one of the most picturesque wineries.
HGTV put out most beautiful wineries in the United States, and we got definitely very high on that. And we've also gotten USA Today's. Last year, we got 6th most beautiful tasting room out of the entire United States. We beat out a lot of those big boys in Napa, in Oregon, and Washington, and that was something really proud too. But we definitely get a lot of love per se in the production world of marketing and all that, and it's great when you don't have to put any resources into it. They just happen to notice the hard work that goes into this.
Right, and not to take anything away from the winery at all, it's a big contrast to the surrounding area, the winery sitting in its location.
It is, definitely. We are considered to be the gateway to Texas Hill Country. So out here, what I like most about it is that it's not monopolized by wineries. We have breweries, we have distilleries, we have wineries, we have restaurants. We have a beautiful, it's called the Salt Lake Barbecue just down the street, which is like historical to this area. They've been around since the 60s. It's not monopolized by one thing. So if you come out on a day trip, you can go to Vista Brewing across the street, get amazing food, great beer. Kent and Karen are good friends of the wineries, and then go up the street to Desert Door and get some Sotal, come down here and get some wine and call it a day. You don't have to do one thing. Driftwood is a great place, and it's definitely up and coming.
Looking at the website, I came across something that I haven't seen before that a winery offers, and that's the private picnic.
Yes, the private picnic is our director of events, is like baby, basically. That's her pilot program, if she likes to call it. We've actually, these last 3 private picnics, we've had proposals, which have all gone yes. We're 3 for 3, so we're batting 1,000. You'll set it up through her. You'll go through events@dukemanwines.com, and you can inquire about that. She can send you a form. It's really affordable. It comes with, we do growlers out here, so we have wine on tap. You will get a bottle of wine, 2 custom glasses, and then a nice cheese and charcuterie board. And then she'll check or set up a beautiful little picnic area, put a rug down. She has this A-frame with a beautiful white linen that really gets a nice breeze going. And it kind of just, it's such a super custom setup. And if you had any certain requests, like for decorations, she is very open and very creative as well. The last engagement proposal was, I think it was 109 degrees outside, and she still said yes.
Wow, yeah. Yeah, because it's for the cost and everything that you get is just amazing, because I just want to go for like a date night or something, and then the wine barrel's cut in half, that's your table, and then you've got all your goodies together with a sign that says "Together is our favorite place to be," and it's very presented very nicely, and it looks like something that the guy did himself rather than the winery doing it. So I would get the impression you get extra brownie points for that too.
Yeah, she's done an amazing job with this certain program. And you can't see it in the pictures. I know you're looking what I'm looking at right now. That is actually overlooking the vineyard. So it's actually right next to where we have the ceremony site. But when you do book a private picnic, she actually puts placeholders out so nobody can bother you, basically. You get the whole other 8 acres to yourself, basically.
Kind of reminds me of how I proposed to my wife. I talked with a winery, and they customized a special menu. So when you said that you can talk to her and she'll customize things with you, I imagine that adds a little extra touch to it.
Oh, it is. She found somebody in Dripping Springs, again, that's 15 minutes north. This lady that works out of her home, and she does customized wine bottle etching. So that is a very big thing for us, for bridesmaids. Like it's a good add-on, basically. But I'm looking at one that she did like a fall collectors, and it has that person's name on it. And she hand etched all these like little fall leaves in there. So it's got a nice orange tint. People have done that for these picnics. Will you marry me on the bottle? You can get really creative if you got the mind for it. And she's got all of the opinions for sure, and all of the ideas. If you don't have any ideas yourself, she will take care of it.
Yeah. And guys, that's at least a lasting impression, a monogrammed or a customized wine glass rather than a big gulp from the Texas Rangers game.
If you didn't notice that, I was specifically talking to all the guys out there.
Yeah. Thank you for listening. I'm Forrest Kelly. This episode of the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast was produced by iHizza. If you like the show, please tell your friends and pets and subscribe. Until next time, pour the wine and ponder your next adventure.
Hi, before you go, we have exciting news.
The Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast has teamed with a breakthrough technology
and added a new feature on our website
that's bound to elevate your podcast experience.
Here is where we need your help. Trying to remember something from an episode?
Don't worry.
Search for it, and we will find it for you. Have you ever thought you could just ask questions and chat about the episodes as if you were talking to me?
Well, now you can. That's right. Our episodes are now interactive, and they're waiting to have a conversation with you.
Jump into a chat with our podcast, and let's get the conversation started. Try it out and tell us what you think.
Click on the banner at the top of the website, thebestwinepodcast.com, to try it.